Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Finally getting back into the groove of things after a whirlwind of a vacation at Disney World with my niece, Alyssa. Yeah. You know how it is. Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it when you got back from your trip. It's just like the first.
It's a hard transition.
Yeah, you get almost like a post-Disney depression. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that whole, okay, let's figure out the next one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like, oh, I can't be happy every day, all day, like I was
yeah,
at
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have much to worry about or much to do.
Yeah. Yep. I think that really got us into this episode, right? Was just like having these trips.
Yeah.
Recent. Should we just jump into it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to the High Five Podcast. I'm Caleb, and alongside me, as always, is Jay.
Hello.
And each week, we talk about our top five of a particular topic. And as Jay was mentioning, you know, we've both been to Disney recently. I was there in February, and you were there...
Three days ago.
Okay. I was trying to remember when you got back. I couldn't remember if it was Tuesday or...
Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay.
Early morning.
So, yeah. So, you've been more times than I have, but, you know, we've been there probably more than the average family has. And so we thought it'd be fun to rank our top five Disney restaurants, whether that's... although I think all of ours are Disney World, right? You didn't do anything outside of Disney World, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yep. Okay. Nope, that's good. I just didn't know.
Disney, and when I put it on Facebook to the friends out there, I put it as Disney properties around the
world. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, that's totally fine. I just wasn't sure. Mine are all Disney World.
To me, also includes Disney Cruise Line. So like restaurant, because those have very tent pole style restaurants in them that are
for sure.
A big deal. They take their food very seriously on the boats as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that's kind of why we picked this topic, because it was on top of kind of our minds and what we've been going through. And yeah, so I'm excited to hear what your five are for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, if anybody, obviously you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at the High Five Podcast. But you know, we want, you know, all of our interactions with you guys to be organic. So, you know, we're not going to be on here too much, you know, telling you about, you know, our social media stuff. But if you want to find us, that's where you find us. So this was your, I mean, so I guess we kind of talked about the fact, you know, this is what we're talking about right now. It's because we're excited about it. But like, what's your feeling about Disney? Like when you talk about Disney restaurants, what comes to mind? What's that feeling for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just feel like there's kind of different levels of experiences you can have, you know, from, you know, kind of your quick service meals to your sit down meals to your character meals, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's kind of different levels and tiers. But when I think of, you know, to me, the biggest thing when it comes to Disney and restaurants and food is kind of just the experience and the environment. Not only, you know, good quality food, but, you know, the way the restaurants are designed and laid out, the way the servers behave and interact with customers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just always top notch. It's always high class. You always just feel, you know, like each one is different and unique. You know, you don't go into one restaurant and it feels like the same restaurant, you know, right. Like each one has a different vibe, different experience, different design, you know, the way, you know, like I said, so that to me, you know, it's just an all around experience, you know, from the food to the characters you could run into, to the ambiance, to all that stuff. So yeah. What about for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been, you know, obviously as a kid, you grew up going to Disney and stuff. You like to find the cheeseburgers and the chicken nuggets, yeah, and the French fries, right, and that stuff is great at Disney. And so, you know, it's definitely, there are places I definitely seek out, at Disney, but I think for my list, I really went more of the full experience. I went more of the, you know, the high-end food experience, but also like the ability to like sit at a really, like, you know, you said, you know, how the place is designed, you know, sitting at, yeah, a table that is perfectly sized for a group of four, you know, it's a small, sure, round table. One of my restaurants definitely was like that, where it's just like, not only was the food amazing and the animals outside the window amazing, but also like the table we were sitting at forced us to all like face each other.
Sure.
And it was, yep, just a perfect setting for just food, and, yep, and hanging out with loved ones. So, yep, that's what it makes me think of, you know, this topic is just like, just getting to be together and getting to, enjoy food together. And I think it can range from, you know, mobile order kiosks, and yep, it can go all the way up to, you know, really, really expensive per plate, you know,
yeah,
options for sure as well. Yep. So, but yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about before we jump into it?
I don't think so. I know we got a lot of interactions from people on Facebook. Did you want to throw anybody's ideas out now or save them for later?
Yeah, maybe we'll do some of those, we'll do right a couple now. Yeah, I got a list here. So yeah, I just put this out to friends and, you know, friends that I know and people that, you know, follow the show and stuff. So one of them was my oldest sister, Angela.
Yeah.
And, she had a list of Yak and Yeti at Animal Kingdom, yep, Ohana at the Polynesian Village Resort, 1900 Park Fair at Grand Floridian, and, yep, Rodeo Roundup Barbecue at Hollywood Studios.
Nice.
Okay. It's the like the Woody Toy Story themed one there, yeah, in Toy Story Land.
Where they yell Andy and you gotta freeze.
Yeah,
here comes Andy and you gotta freeze.
That's a pretty, yeah, cool part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was it for my sister. My friend Ed, who is a baseball teammate of mine, he's a big Disney fan as well. You know, whenever we see each other, we normally just talk about Disney and, you know, a trip that we're going on or we just did, nice, or whatever. But anyway, Ed's restaurants were Jiko at Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's a great one. Okay. Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar at the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim. I think I've only been to the one in Florida, but I've heard that the one in Anaheim is really cool too. Animator's Palette on the Disney Cruise Line. So we kind of talked, okay, about, you know, yep, how some of those restaurants are very good. Something he mentioned, the popcorn soup was
okay. That sounds interesting.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Chefs de France in Epcot. That's kind of the big restaurant, I believe, that's right out on the point in the France Pavilion, okay, in Epcot. Yep. So that I've eaten at that one a couple times. That is a good one. Hollywood Brown Derby in Hollywood Studios. That's kind of like, yep, the restaurant right in the middle of that park.
Yep.
So those were Ed's.
Nice.
Our friend Erin, who is, she's the one who's the travel agent and, yep, fellow Disney lover. We play Lorcana with her and her family. So she had submitted Primo Piatto, which is in the Riviera Resort. We actually ate there. She said specifically for breakfast, but we ate there for dinner, and dinner was amazing. So, apparently the croque madame was a really good dish at breakfast time at the Primo Piatto. And then she mentioned Satouli Canteen in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
That's the one that's the Pandora themed place. Yep. It's like a cafeteria,
quick service kind of thing.
Very good. Yeah,
very good. Yep.
And then she talked about the Epcot food booths. So, you know, if you know anything about Epcot, especially the country pavilions around the world, like the food is
so many good food
emphasis there.
Yep.
And so, yeah, love the Epcot. Just basically eating around the world. You know, a lot of people joke about like drinking around the world, which is, it's got to be impossible. I've never even tried to do it.
No, me neither.
But eating around the world, like just walking around and just like sharing little snacks here and there with, you know, the group of you and stuff. It's pretty cool to do.
For sure.
But anyway, Plaza de Coco on the Disney Treasure. That's another Disney Cruise Line one.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was Aaron's. Chad, a friend from the comic book store, and he's contributed a couple times. He said the only good place to eat is atop the trash cans outside Casey's Corner.
Yep.
Which is true. Sometimes you just got to eat on a trash can top.
Yep.
They keep them clean, so
they're every 30 feet, so you can find them.
Yep. So anyway, another close friend of mine, Todd, another friend from the comic book store, he mentioned the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater in Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
Definitely a favorite. My cousin Tawny mentioned Palo Brunch, so the restaurant on all of the cruise line boats is a restaurant called Palo. And we've eaten there. I think Katie and I ate there at dinner time. It's an adults-only restaurant, and it's like Northern Italian cuisine and really fancy and expensive.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We ate there for dinner, and it was amazing. And so my cousin Tawny mentioned brunch, so I would tend to believe her because the dinner was amazing.
Yeah.
And then lastly, old friend from Grand Haven, Olivia, mentioned the Three Bridges Bar and Grill at Villa del Lago in the Coronado Springs Resort.
Okay.
I've not been to this one. I think I'll have to look that one up. We love another restaurant in the Coronado Springs Resort, but I won't talk about it right now.
You'll save that for later, right?
Save that for later. But yeah, those were our listener and Facebook friend submissions.
Nice.
Yeah. Any of those stick out to you that you've maybe eaten or heard of wanted to eat at?
Yep, I've eaten at several of them. Obviously, none of the cruise lines or any of the ones outside of Disney World that I haven't had, but a lot of the ones in Disney, you know, Sci-Fi Diner I've eaten at has been good. Satouli Canteen is on my honorable mentions. It's one of... It's probably the best quick service meal.
I love
Disney
those bao
world, I think.
That they make. Oh my gosh.
I guess that or Ronto Roasters. Those are pretty good to me. So, it's all good. Thankfully, none of the ones on my list were mentioned. Can you believe it?
I love it. This is going to be a good, complete episode of very different ideas.
Lots of restaurants being mentioned.
I wonder how much overlap you and I are going to have. Probably. That just goes to show how many different restaurants
there's so many
at Disney.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially if you consider all of the parks, but even Disney World, Disney World. I mean, I was actually going to do that research to see how many there were, but I forgot to do it.
Yeah. And Disney Springs counts too, because that's...
Right, exactly.
That's under the umbrella. You can use a Disney gift card at it.
You can get your discount as a Disney Visa card member too.
I think some of those I can't remember if some of those it's tougher to get it at some of them, but I think if they're considered a sit down restaurant they do count or something. But anyway, so anyway,
so it's our turn,
were
right?
Our listener submissions. What was that?
I said, so it's our turn, right?
Yeah, it's our turn. And it was, this was your topic. So I think you get to start it off for us.
All right. So my number five, I debated on whether I should move it to honorable mentions or keep it. And I just decided I would keep it. To me, this is a one and done, kind of once in a lifetime experience at Disney. That it was, the food was incredible, the ambiance and the atmosphere is awesome, but it's expensive, and it's something I'm glad I did, but I don't feel like I need to do it again because of that. And that Space 220, which again, it's cool. You know, they, you pretend like you're going into outer space. You shoot up into space at the very beginning. They take you through all this kind of experience where you're, you know, I don't remember how far you are in space, but you go up in space and then you're kind of hanging out in there. And there's kind of this projection screen all around where, you know, there's spaceships that go by and all sorts of different kind of stuff. But yeah, it's just, I mean, the food was really good. It was a fun, cool, neat experience. But like I said, it was definitely one of those where I'm like, I mean, it's hard to get a reservation. It's hard to get in there. You know, I'm glad we did it once, but it's definitely not one that, you know, we need to do again or over and over. Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, if you can get a reservation, it's definitely worth going at least once, but it's, you know, just for the experience alone. So yeah, that's why it's, like I said, I almost knocked it off, but I was like, nope, I'll keep it on there as my number five. So
yeah, I think I think it's important to maybe keep checking back at it because they can change the food, make the food better. Yep. The ambiance is kind of cool, but like you said, it's, once you experience that, it's just not worth the price because the food is not amazing. I totally agree. Yep. I wanted it. I think I fought it for a little bit, and Katie was like, it's just not good, Jay.
It is definitely, in my opinion, not worth the price tag.
Yeah.
But again, I'm glad I did it. It was a, you know, one and done. It was cool to do it, but yep.
I'll revisit it every, you know, 3 years or something like that.
Sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's fun to take the, you know, our kids loved it. It was a cool experience.
That's the thing. It's like, really for the kids anyway. The kids love it. So
yeah.
Yep. So cool. All right. So that was your number five.
Yep.
My number five is the one that I was alluding to in Animal Kingdom. Is an Animal Kingdom Lodge in Kidani Village, and that is the restaurant Sanaa. And the full name is Sanaa, the Art of African Cooking with Indian Flavors.
Nice.
And so this opened in 2009 alongside the opening of the Kidani Village, which is the DVC expansion of Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
It's got, like I said, African Indian fusion. And the thing that we love there is the bread service. The bread service, they bring out like 10 different dipping sauces with like 6 different flavored pitas. All handmade in their special oven or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. And this was that table that was perfectly shaped, and it was, you know, you could watch the giraffes. There was a bird just like sitting at the window looking inside at us for 5 minutes. It was just a fun experience that we just had such a great time talking with my niece and just, you know, she's graduating from high school, so we're like, you know, what are you doing? You know, what's coming up? What are some of your goals? And, you know, just kind of hanging out with my niece. And it was just such a great time. So, I highly suggest the bread service at Sanaa. So that's my number five.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I have not eaten there. I need to get over there because I hear almost all the restaurants inside Animal Kingdom Lodge are incredible, but it's just one of those things we haven't made it to yet.
Yeah.
One day we're going to tour all of them and eat all the food at all the different places, but one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. enjoy them as you get to them. And you know, that's the thing too, is like this trip was the first time we had been to Sanaa in probably 3 or 4 years, because it wasn't where we were staying. It's kind of out there. It's kind of tough to go all the way to Animal Kingdom Lodge if you're not staying there just for a restaurant. We've done it, but like it's a commit, you know, you're giving up a lot of time to get there, especially if you're waiting on buses and stuff like that to bring you there. But
anyway. Nice.
All right, so what was your number four?
Okay, so my number four is the only one on my list that I'm stretching the definition of restaurant to include this on my list, because it has food, but it's more like snack food and, you know, finger food and bites, things like that. But the reason it's on my list is because of just the atmosphere and the decor, and the incredible vibes when you go in. And it's Oga's Cantina in Hollywood Studios. So again, it's probably more of a bar than it is
It's like
a restaurant. It's got snacks, but it has finger foods, and you know, they're doing more food than they were in the past. But the drinks are incredible, and you know, I'm just a huge Star Wars fan, and you literally feel like you are in Star Wars universe. And it is just so much fun. I mean, every time we go, we get to try different drinks, and it's just cool to hang out in there. They got the cool, I can't remember the DJ's name, but you know, the DJ's playing the music, and then, it's just, I don't know. Like, again, you know, I'm stretching the definition of restaurant, but it is one of my favorite places to go.
No, it counts. I mean, just like we you know, quick service kiosks, mobile order kiosks, those all count as food. Like, you could say the popcorn stand is one of your favorite restaurants, I guess.
Exactly. So, and you know, so we went this time in February, and brought Reese and Jay, and they loved it and had a blast, and we tried the different, you know, finger foods, which, you know, are supposed to be like, you know, spaceship or alien food, and it was just fun to try different stuff and to hang out, and you know, you get the fizzy drinks and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, like I said, it's just the whole experience of that place is incredible. Like, you just feel like you're teleported to a different dimension, and it's just one of my favorite experiences, and I plan on going as many times as I can. If, you know, every time we go to Hollywood Studio, I'm gonna get that late night reservation, so when you walk out, it's just, you know, the park's empty and it's Star Wars Land at night. And so it's just one of my favorites. So
we actually had a late night reservation there, and we gave it up so that we could ride the new Millennium Falcon.
Got it.
An extra time or two. But
yeah,
Katie's gonna stop in here and give us
hi,
a Katie. Submission.
She can't hear me.
Hi Katie. There.
What's up?
Just getting mic'd up here.
I see that.
I wonder, I'd be curious to hear if you talk about this one. But, you know, I'm sure that you guys are spending a lot of time talking about restaurants that have quality food and, you know, nice service and whatnot. But sometimes when you're at Disney, and it's not so much about the food, it's about the vibes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
for sure.
So this restaurant that I want to highlight is not my favorite place for delicious food, but it is 100% about the awesome vibes, and that's the Sci-Fi Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and this is a restaurant that we went to dinner together, all together.
Yep.
We were there.
Yep.
It's at Hollywood Studios, and the premise of the restaurant is that it's made to look like you're outdoors at a drive-in movie theater, and the tables are inside of cars. Is a, you know, a real theater screen showing old-time sci-fi, like campy movies, commercials, you know, to really make it feel like you're there. And it is, it like, it's such a cool place to go. It just like instantly like feels like you've escaped from the park. Yeah. It's one of the rare restaurants I remember dining at as a child when I was at Disney World too. And so it's just one of those places that makes an impact on you. The food, it's just burgers.
Burgers and fries.
Burgers and shakes and fries.
We were talking about those type of restaurants
too. Totally fine. Yep. It's, you know, nothing harm in that for sure.
Not going to knock your socks off, but it's the experience.
It's also not very Disney themed. Like, it's not like the movies are like throwbacks to Disney content in any way. And that just makes it like even cooler. It's I love it. It's always really popular, and so we don't go very often because it's really hard to get a seat.
It is.
And a table, you know, like you.
Well, there's not a ton of them in there either.
Right,
really.
Right. You got to get a reservation if you want to go there. So there we go. Sci-Fi Drive, and that's my point to discuss.
Good pick.
Nice. It's a great pick. Yeah. But like you said, it's definitely for the experience than it is for the food, but
both are
great.
So I'm sure you guys are talking about, you know, more delicious places to eat, but I wanted to make sure that we captured
my number five was Sanaa.
Ooh, delicious. We were just there. So
I just talked about Oga's because to me it's like the experience, like you were saying for Sci-Fi. It's more about the experience than it is the food and stuff. I mean, the drinks are incredible. The food's fine, but
the food's fine. Drinks are great.
It teleports you to a different world.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a different place. And love that. Love that pick. I'm a big Olga's fan. So, all right. Yep.
Thank you, Katie.
Katie.
You're welcome. Oh.
All right, I'm back.
Got it. Well, you were still there. You just
need to get a headphone splitter for this soundboard. Because I need someone to be able to stop in the microphone. This microphone works better with multiple people.
Sure.
But I need to actually split off the headphones so whoever's sitting here can have headphones. So my number four is at the Disney Contemporary Resort. It is on the 15th floor, which is the roof, and it's California Grill.
Nice.
It opened in 1995, but the space itself has been a restaurant since the resort opened in 1971. It was called the Top of the World Restaurant and featured a dinner show called Broadway at the Top. The space was closed and reimagined, and it was reopened as California Grill in 1995.
Yeah.
Very just California fusion, you know, very just, you know, seasonally, and just they emphasize fresh food, fresh caught food, locally sourced ingredients. But it's just known for its show kitchen with 9 exhibition cooking areas, including a wood-burning pizza oven and an expanded sushi bar offering a 12-course Amakase menu.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, we've eaten there a few times. Normally we go there because it also has an amazing view of Magic Kingdom Park.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to see the fireworks from afar. Highly recommend seeing the fireworks in the park very close. But this is also a cool way to see the fireworks. And if you go out, I think it's just outside. If you go out on the outside deck at California Grill, they actually have the sound from the park playing out there on the speakers, so you can hear it synced up with the fireworks and the show. So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
But yeah, this is one that just, the food is always awesome. And just a very fancy place to eat, and just great views of the resorts, and there's never really, I don't think I've ever had one dish there more than once, because they kind of a rotating menu anyway. There's nothing that they're just really known for, I don't think. Or if they are, they don't keep it for that long. But yeah, just love this restaurant. So that's my number four.
Nice. So my number three, this was a recent experience that we did for the first time when we were there in February. And part of it was the food was delicious, but also part of it was like the timing was perfect.
Yeah.
And that was at Tony's Town Square.
Oh, yeah.
The Italian restaurant kind of right at the front of... right at the front of Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
The food was, like I said, the food was great. They, you know, I think everybody's probably seen the clips of Tony's garlic bread, you know, with like the cheese that you pour over top. You know, I think everybody's seen some sort of video or somebody talking about how great that was, which that was delicious. The pasta was incredible.
Yeah.
But the coolest part for us was we just timed it perfectly where we had, we were sitting right inside, right at the front of the restaurant. And it was right as the Disney Starlight parade, light parade went by.
Yeah,
so we were eating really good food, but also got like a really good view of the night parade going by as we were eating. And we were inside, so we were a little bit warmer. It was, you know, it was a cooler night that night.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like that perfect experience where the food was great, but also, you know, we got to see the parade with really no, I mean, there's like, you know, a couple people in front of us, but really it was pretty unobstructed view of it.
Yeah, comfortable. Yeah.
So yeah, so it just made that whole experience even better.
It's awesome.
And it just kind of left you with some fun memories and
yeah,
like I said, and like I said, the food is still great, but it was just
that that's one of those restaurants where like the food isn't that adventurous. It's your typical Italian.
Yep.
Just like, you know, fair that all the kids will eat, which is awesome, and but it's awesome, and it's you know, it wouldn't be in that location in the most popular Disney park in the world for it wouldn't be there for a reason, you know. It's it's got solid food.
And like, and I mean, if you can time that out perfect where you can be eating while watching the parade, it was just it was pretty magical. So, and that was the first time we'd seen the light parade because it had been gone for quite a while, and now it's back again, which is nice.
So good.
So,
And I like how when they opened it, it was awesome. We saw it in like around Halloween, I think. But then when we just saw it this past week with my niece, it was like they've added things as
updated.
It's gone on.
Sure.
I think like when they first opened it, Peter Pan and Captain Hook weren't flying. Before, like fly fighting, that wasn't at the beginning. They've added that, and so that's cool that they're adding elements to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was your number three.
That was my number three. Yep.
Okay. All right, my number three is Topolino's Terrace Flavors of the Riviera in the Riviera Resort in Orlando, Florida. This is top of the... It's the 10th floor of the resort. It opened in 2019 with the resort. So it's kind of like their flagship restaurant in the resort. It's French and Italian Riviera inspired. And it features like they have an on stage kitchen with a wood burning grill, so similar to my last one, you know, they've got like high end, you know, equipment like California Grill does. But the cool thing is Topolino is Italian name for Mickey Mouse, so that's gotta love that. And then just the food is just so good. All, you know, high-end Italian food. So this would be your fancy version of Tony's, you know. And it's not a dig at it. It's just like...
Right.
Tony's is the in-park version, and then this is the high-end 10th floor version of it, you know, with, you know, fancy wine at it and stuff. And so this is one you go to when you're celebrating something.
Yep.
And yep, it's a favorite of ours. And yeah, it being named after Mickey Mouse is definitely part of why I love it. So that's my number three.
Nice. Yeah, I have not been there. I've heard it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's definitely on our list of wanting to go to, but haven't made it there yet. So like I said, I want to just go to Disney and just go to all the resorts and eat it. Yeah. Like take, you know, 4 days and just each resort get lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
All right. So number twos, right?
Yep. We're on to our twos.
So number two is maybe one that is lesser known, or maybe people don't put on their radar often, but I loved it. I thought it was really good food. We went, this would have been February of last year. It's another Magic Kingdom restaurant, and it was Liberty Tree Tavern. So we went with my in-laws were with us, and it was kind of like American casual style family dinner. So the restaurant theme is kind of, 1800s America, if you will. And the food was, I thought, incredible. It was like
they have very solid food there.
It was like having Thanksgiving. It was like turkey and stuffing and gravy and it's so good. I mean, just you know how it is at some of these restaurants where they bring, you don't get to choose the meal. They just bring it all out. This is what they serve.
Yeah.
And they bring you so much, and it was so good. The green beans, like everything was delicious. You know, the sides are incredible. The mains are great.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's just kind of that cool old classic style restaurant. And then the dessert was like, 5 pounds of ice cream with all sorts of different stuff on it. I mean, it was just, again, it was way, way too much food, but it was so good.
We need to go. I think we've only gone like once or twice. We did not go enough.
Yeah, it was, for me, the best part was I just thought the food was incredible. I ate probably more than I should have, but there was just so much of it, and it was so good. And it was, like I said, it was just kind of family style, so you're all sharing the same kind of food, so all enjoying it. And it was just a great experience with incredible food. So the only downside is I wish they had a little bit larger bathrooms. That's my critique. Their bathrooms are upstairs, and there's like two stalls.
It's an older building, so
for sure.
Right, but, in Magic Kingdom. Yeah,
but no, it's definitely food wise, it was incredible.
So. Yeah. Yep, I've heard that, and we do not go. We do not make it a priority there, but we.
I don't think a lot of people necessarily do, but I think we forget about it.
We walk by it. Yep. We just forget about it.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
But I have eaten there, and I've never. Yeah, I've always had good food there. Cool. All right. So that was your number two.
Yep.
My number two is Toledo Tapas Steak and Seafood on the 16th floor of the Grand Destino Tower at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. This is the restaurant we went to the night we got to Florida this time with my niece. So this was kind of like our trip starting fancy restaurant, and the food was so good. Like they had a big 40% off for annual pass holders or something like that.
Oh, okay.
This day that we went, but it included like the whole weekend. And I don't know if they were just like trying to like show off and like impress like and just show everybody what they could do, but the food was some of the best food like that I've ever eaten. And probably the only place that will eclipse it is my number one. Because like there were things that I couldn't even tell what they were, like caviar type things where it's just like you don't know what it is, but it tastes amazing.
But you ate it.
And it was like just perfect balance of flavors, and it was just so there was like a charcuterie board that was really good, and just like the things on it were just perfectly paired with each other. And I'm thinking about going like this. This is why it's rated so high, is because I'm thinking about the next time we get to go here again. Like it was that.
Yeah.
And the last time we went there, we have a funny story, not funny, cool story, that we went there on Easter when we were there last time.
Okay.
And we ran into two of the people who were actors on the Star Cruiser, the Star Wars hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
One of them was like the Twi'lek singer lady. And she's like an Academy, like she's like a Grammy award winning singer, or something like that. She's like highly acclaimed. And then the other guy is an actor as well, but he is now starring in the Indiana Jones show. Like he's Indiana Jones now, but he was like the muscle in the Star Cruiser, like in that storyline that we got to go on. So we ran into them. They're actually married, or dating or married. We ran into them. And this has been like how many years since the Star Cruisers closed? Like
three?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
And so we actually went up to them and introduced ourselves and just told them how much we enjoyed them on the cruise. And you can like follow them on Instagram and stuff. But. They were so nice and gracious to, you know, let us peek in with them,
hang out
for a few moments. We ran into them at Toledo Tapas Steak and Seafood. It's just a really fancy place to go. And it's, again, at a resort and it's off the beaten path.
Yeah. What's the, like vibe room like? Is it kind of contemporary, like what would you, I mean,
well, it's like Spanish, like fancy Spanish.
Oh, it's okay.
Because like the Coronado Springs Resort is kind of themed that way anyway. Very Spain, like almost like vineyard Spanish feel, like
all right,
so almost kind of like that. You know, you get that in like the San Diego,
like a tapas vibe almost.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, fancy areas. So, but anyway,
cool.
That's my number two, Toledo. I would love to bring you guys there sometime. It's definitely a favorite now.
Yeah, so. Cool, yeah. Awesome. Have all yours been at resorts on your list? Right?
Yeah. And my number one is too.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, okay. So my number one is actually a character meal, restaurant experience, whatever you call it. And it is the Tusker House.
Oh, yes.
At Animal Kingdom. I think you've been there, right?
Yeah, we brought Katie's brother and his new 2-year-old son. Yeah.
Yeah, so you get to meet, you know, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, and they're kind of in like African safari gear. But the restaurant is, so it's an African restaurant. It's a buffet style. I mean, so much food. The food is so incredible. And when we went, you know, part of it was the food was amazing, but the other part of it was we went and there was three other families. I mean,
you
it was
probably empty. Hit it at a weird time because it does get busy.
Well, I know. Here. We were the last reservation you could get as far as the evening. So we were there towards the end.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was like three or four. So like our kids got to literally hang out with the characters for like as long as they wanted.
That's pretty
they nice. Were like, and they just kept coming around and they were just always there. So, you know, that was kind of fun and cool. And they so that experience. But then, you know, so my father-in-law has some allergies, food allergies, and one of them is like garlic and some other stuff. And, you know, it being an African restaurant, garlic was in almost every dish. And so we were like, you know, what is he, you know, what would he be able to make? And they went and grabbed the chef, and the chef came out and he's like, okay, give me the list of everything that you're allergic to. And so, you know, we kind of went over the list and he's like, okay, what do you like? So, you know, my father was like, I like steak, potatoes, that kind of stuff. He says, okay, I'll be right back. And went back, and like 20 minutes later, he made a specific plate for my father-in-law of steak and potatoes. And like, it was incredible. Like the amount of service and just like the care that they had. And the fact, I mean, the food was incredible too, but it was just, I mean, it was really cool. I mean, they literally created this own plate, like seasoned it with stuff that obviously my father-in-law could eat. And it was an incredible, really cool experience. Probably the best experience we've had at a restaurant. You know, again, cause it wasn't busy. It wasn't crazy. You know, we could take our time. We ate all the delicious food that we could, you know, Reese and Jay got to try different food that they would have never tried before too. So it was just a really fun, awesome experience. And yeah, just definitely one of our highlights of all the places we've eaten. And if you time it right, it's a great place for sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it's a solid one. I cannot argue with that. I cannot argue with that. But it's not the best.
It's not your number one.
It's not the best restaurant at Disney, because mine is. Mine is located at the Disney Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. It is the fanciest restaurant at the Grand Floridian restaurant. It's called Victoria and Albert's. It is the most expensive restaurant you can go to, probably at any Disney property, at least in Florida.
Probably, yeah.
If not in the whole country. It's high end. We got the opportunity to go here for, I think it was like our 18th anniversary. Katie was able to snag a reservation. Again, it's not
easy.
Like they serve, I think, one meal a night, and they serve everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that there's maybe, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 tables every, and so they only serve 20 groups a night. And so the price reflects that.
Yeah.
They gotta justify, you know, having a restaurant only being open for certain hours.
So you're definitely getting the mass produced quick meals, right?
Yeah. Someone has prayed over every single thing you eat, basically. Like, is that fancy? And you get up to go to the bathroom, and they're like, they take your napkin from you, and they come and wait for you outside the bathroom.
Do they hold your wiener when you got to pee and shake?
Basically, do anything you need. It was the most fancy restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
But did you feel a little out of place?
What's that?
Did you feel out of place at all, or no?
Oh, for sure. The whole time. But like, everybody was so nice and so like comforting. So like, you got comfortable, but definitely felt out of place. But yeah, this is a contemporary American fine dining with global influences, but like, it's just like, it's a Michelin star rated restaurant. They earned it in 2024. It retained it for 2025. It's ranked number 2 fine dining restaurant in the entire United States, behind only Daniel in New York City.
Ooh, Daniel.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, I was talking about earlier, like caviar. This place had like a caviar like tray. It's like a 10-course prefix meal. So like everything, like you're just. There's so many like starters, and then there's starters for starters, and it's like the whole meal just takes so long because there's so many plates that they come out with,
and
so many different drinks. I think we only had like, I think we had only 2 glasses of wine, but I felt so drunk afterwards because the food was like so
teeny
filling.
Tiny. Sure.
No, the food was filling.
Oh, got it.
But somehow it magnified like how many drinks I had. It was, but it was like in a good way, and we didn't have to drive anywhere, so it was perfect. But yeah. it was the most amazing experience. But like, it's like, it was like $400 a person. Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
Totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it was the most amazing meal I've ever had in my life. So
another one of those one and done things, right?
Well,
I guess maybe you could go again, but
we actually promised Vivian to take her when she turns, I think it's 18,
not 21 when she could drink
is. No, I think 18. I think we're going to say 18 on that one. Doesn't say. But anyway, this was my number one. Highly recommend it, but it's ungodly expensive. Oh, and it's like super strict dress code. Like you have to...
wear Mickey ears.
It's semi-formal to formal attire, but like they will send you away. Which actually, similarly, that Palo restaurant on the cruise ships, Palo, they sent me away. I got dress coded, so I had to go back to the room and put like some pants on or something like that. I had dress slacks, but they were...
You should probably need to wear pants to a restaurant, so it makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's showing like, up without pants.
I don't know. What's the problem? I have underwear on.
I'm fancy. Fancy underwear.
Yeah, so nice. Those were our top fives. You have any honorable mentions?
A lot of them. Nomad Lounge, I remember. I just don't, like, I know it's good food, but I don't really remember it well enough, and I need to go back and eat it again. I remember it being good, but not enough to put it, you know, higher up on the list.
A lot of, like, sample and appetizer sizes of things, a lot of very eclectic. Like sharing.
Yeah.
But African themed and a lot of really cool drinks. And, you know, they obviously always have like a dessert churro that is really good there.
Yeah.
Great.
I had Beacon Barrel as well. Again, you know, it's the experience, ambiance, all that is really cool. Yep. You know, the fact that the cast pretends to be pirates and all that, or the servers and stuff. So
if you know Ogas, it's basically pirates themed Ogas.
Yeah. So the only I knocked it off because to me, you know, I'm more of a Star Wars fan than I am a Pirates fan. So, but it was cool. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. The next two are kind of your quick service. These are my favorite quick service ones. Satuli Cantina, as I said, and then Ronto Roasters at Disney or at Hollywood Studios. Those two are my favorite quick service meals that you can get for sure. So, I mean, I could there's more and more, you know, so many different things. But the last thing I'll mention, again, it's a food cart, and that is their the cheeseburger egg rolls and the pizza egg rolls are, I don't remember the name of the cart is. Just I don't even know if it has a name.
It's just outside of Adventureland.
Yeah. Those things are incredible. In my opinion, the cheeseburger is slightly better than the pizza, but both are
I would agree.
Incredible bite.
Yeah.
For sure. So.
And they do change them up from time to time, but those are definitely the popular ones that people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently they have some good pizza ones at the new
It's the same.
Toy Story. Yeah.
I didn't think they tasted any different. I thought they tasted the same.
Well, that's good because they're both good.
Yeah, they're both great. Yep. I just hope they get the cheeseburger ones there too because
that'd be
eat
good.
Them at both places.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your honorable mentions?
All right. So I had one in Disneyland, and I think that's the only reason I knocked it down is just because I've only been there like once.
Sure.
Yep. And this was Carthay Circle Restaurant, and this is in Disney California Adventure. This opened in 2012 as part of the major reimagining of Disney California Adventure that also introduced Cars Land and Buena Vista Street. So this is just a fancy, like if you've ever been to Brown Derby, this is kind of like that in Hollywood Studios, where it's kind of like old, you know, old Hollywood style. Yeah. So just cool vibes, and it's in Disneyland, so like it's pretty cool. Blue Bayou, that's also in Disneyland Park in Anaheim. This is basically like a restaurant Oh, so like the restaurant in the Mexican Pavilion in Epcot.
Oh, yep.
Inside of there, it's basically that, but in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh,
so like
okay.
You're seeing the boats go by.
Yep.
In the Pirates of the Caribbean, that's what Blue Bayou Restaurant is, and the food is amazing. And you like hear crickets chirping because you're like in the bayou sort of thing, and it's pretty cool. So that's a great one. I think that was that my last one. Yeah, that was my last one. But like all of them that people have mentioned, like
it's
Disney restaurants are so amazing because they're so eclectic. But like they are basic enough to where most of them you can still get some chicken nuggets for the picky eaters family. And the chicken nuggets are amazing as well. Like, I've never had a bad chicken nugget at Disney, but I'd prefer to eat the good stuff too.
Yeah, and I've never, I mean, you know, some of the quick service stuff can be, you know, sometimes not great, but really, I mean, I feel like every place we've eaten has been, there's been some good food for sure that you can choose from. So,
but the thing is like, even the quick service, like you get a pretzel or you get... Yep. Like a churro, or you get like a cheeseburger or something like that at Casey's Corner. Like, even the quick service stuff is good quick service stuff.
Yep, for sure.
They really emphasize the freshness and the ingredient quality, the things that they can control. I think that shows in the product. But anyway, that's why we love Disney restaurants. So,
yep.
What do we got going on? As far as like, what should we talk about next episode? Is there any topic that's kind of timely that we could talk about? Are we close enough to the World Cup yet to talk about it?
I mean, we're not too far away, but we also don't, I mean, we can, if you, do you have something? Cause the next topic is yours to pick. I didn't know if you had something already top of mind.
Nope. I don't have anything top of mind. Is there anything that sounds fun to you?
No, I do think it would be fun to do. I don't know what we would necessarily do, but it would be kind of fun to do something related around the World Cup. But that can be, you know, in 2 weeks or whatever.
When does it start?
Middle of June.
Oh, okay. So
I don't remember the exact date.
That's maybe. Let's think about that. Like,
but I also don't know what we would do because, like, what are you going to do? Your favorite countries, like
USA.
I mean, I guess you could do your favorite, you know, soccer players or something like that. But your favorite players that are in the World Cup, or I don't know. Top five country jersey. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, let's let that simmer and maybe something will come out. Did you hear that they are completely renovating the Carousel of Progress? It's like one of my favorite rides.
I am excited about it. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about it, but
no, I'm excited. It needs it. Like it is long in the tooth right now. Like there are very, very visible signs of needing to
age.
Be at least like renewed.
Yep.
But like also like the newest scene needs to be current day, so that one automatically has to be renewed. And then they're talking about adding Walt Disney to the opening scene, which is right now just a purple curtain or something like that, with a sign that says Carousel of Progress on it. So that's something that's going to add quite a bit. And so then that just leaves, two or three other scenes that they would update. And why not, you know, space them out better? Start, you know, you don't want to go from the, what does it start in, like, the 1800s or something like that?
Something like, I can't remember the exact year, but it's pretty early. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't go like 1900s to 1930s to 1950s and then go from I think the next one is 70s, 60s or 70s.
I thought it was 60s because they do the moon landing, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So, and then you can't jump from the 60s all the way to the 2020s.
Modern day.
So you got to space them out is what I don't know how you do that.
Well, I so the thing that I heard,
the original, you know.
Yeah, the thing that I heard is they're going to start with 1960. Then they're going to go to today, and then they're going to go to like future.
Yeah.
World. So, which I think were, and then so it'd be like Walt at the beginning, 1960s, present day, and then like a future. And those would be the the four scenes, which I think would be better. I mean, to be honest, you know, I know people are like, well, this was Walt's vision and dream and you can't touch it. And I'm like, I get it, but like, it's also a theme park. Like everything gets updated. Everything gets changed. Like the animatronics are bad. Yeah. You know, I mean,
make them, all that make stuff them look cool. Updated. Make them look, look like something that Walt Disney would be proud of if he saw it.
I mean, and it's still his vision. I mean, it's still what is the original idea. It's just, it's getting updated.
And he's he was a futurist. So like, why not update it to something that think is cool with our technology that we can
adding use. Him as an animatronic is a great idea. And it's a great way to pay homage to his idea. You know, you know, you can have him talk about his idea and then it moves on to the new updated version. But yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge, like, it's a fine ride. It's long. I could easily fall asleep in it, but I think it definitely is worth updating for sure. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. At some point, we got to also talk about all the new rides that we got to ride. We got to ride.
I know.
The new Thunder Mountain got reopened. Yep. We got to ride the new Rock and Roller Coaster with the Muppets. That was really cool. We got to ride that twice. We got to ride the new Soarin'.
Millennium Falcon.
We got to ride the Millennium Falcon twice.
Yeah.
Did we ride that twice or three times?
Is it a lot cooler than the older one?
Yes, it's so much cooler because it just has more variety to it.
I'm hoping they're going to keep that around for a while, right? Yes. That's not like promote this thing, right? No, okay, good.
It's permanent.
Good.
Yep. And they didn't change it that much. Like Hondo is still at the beginning,
right? You
know, doing the mission stuff.
It's really the in the mission.
Once you get in, you have a choice, and you know, you see Mandalorian and Grogu throughout the scenes. Yeah.
And I think it's cool that you get to select your destination too, which is kind of cool. So.
Yeah. I think there's three different destinations, but I think that was that all? We got to ride Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, but we had done that before, and that was fun.
Right.
Was that?
Yeah,
everything?
I know.
I think that was everything.
It's kind of the crazy part of that, you know. You know, you go once and you're like, oh, we did it, but like it's different every time you go. They're always kind of updating and changing, and
that's why making changing tweaks, things like Carousel of Progress is fun, because like
gives
you reason to look forward. It's not the same every time.
Yep. Now they just got to get rid of the stupid go-karts.
They're gonna they're Speedway. Turning those into electric. Yeah.
No, I just want them to get rid of that whole. I feel like they got to put something else cooler there.
I know, but if those were electric cars, kids would love them.
It's still lame. It's still a waste of space.
Yeah. I think they need to figure out a way.
The acreage that thing takes up, man.
They need to figure out a way to have them not be on tracks. I know that that's just mass chaos waiting to happen. But,
yeah.
But, like, that's the only thing that sucks about that is you can't just drive. You got to stay
on the track. It'd be cool if they – I mean, I know they have test track it. Epcot, but like if you want to do a car thing, great, but like you got to do it better than that.
Yeah, I agree that it would need to improve.
Dumb.
So anyway,
I know it's people love those cars, which I don't understand, but
yeah, I don't love them, but they're fun to bring a little kid on and stuff like that.
It smells so bad, man.
They do smell bad though.
It smells so bad.
Yeah,
anyways,
cool. All right. Well, I think we should get out of here.
Alrighty.
Yeah. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And
see you next week.
High five.
High five. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.